Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and please feel free to share if you like what you hear. We all have times that we feel we're being tested. We may have some vision that we want to achieve and yet we feel stymied by circumstances, or attacked or misunderstood by others. We may feel that we're being inundated with problems in spite of our good intentions. Our hearts are in the right place and we're doing our best every day, yet we keep getting confronted with trouble. So how do we keep our faith when we feel we're in the fire and the flames seem intense and mesmerizing? It may seem difficult, but I want to share some things that might be helpful. I think one thing is to remember that good thoughts and good works have incited resistance since the beginning of time. It's not personal. The light we're coming to see and to trust stirs up the stuff in the shadows. The old guard wants to hold on to its own power over us and in the world, and there seems to be a fight. But the light wins because it's light, and at first exposes that stuff, like bats flying out at us in an old abandoned house when we open the door. And then that light completely dissolves these errors in that light, in that better idea, that truth that we're standing on and standing for, that doesn't necessarily immediately douse the fire, but makes us see that that fire isn't a threat to us. And that ends up making our faith even stronger because we can trust not only in good times, but in those that don't seem so good. And then we get the rich pleasure of seeing God work for us, in us, with us. That's always much more powerful and more satisfying than just willing our way forward or giving up altogether when things appear difficult. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 of the Bible is such a great example. They are literally tossed into a fiery furnace because they refuse to give up their worship of God. They're literally in the fire, and they keep the faith because they know that their God is greater than the injustice they're feeling, and they know that the fire can't kill the truth of their faith, the truth of God as all. And they come out of that fire unharmed. No smoke smell on them. They come out stronger, but not because they've endured hardship, but because they have stood their ground, seen through the threat, and emerged victorious. And their victory changes their accuser. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, who wanted them to worship an idol he created, realizes his error and completely changes his thought about them and about God and commands that all worship their God. Here's Daniel 3, verses 28 and 30 from the Message Bible. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel and rescued his servants who trusted in him. They ignored the king's orders and laid their bodies on the line rather than serve or worship any god but their own. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." So how did they keep their faith? They trusted who God was, and they trusted themselves to be doing what was right, standing on a principle they believed in. They knew who God was and who they were. We can do this too. We can recognize the resistance as impersonal and then truly know who's in charge of our lives and who we are, why we're worthy of progress and peace and blessings. I love this quote from the wonderful poet Maya Angelou. She says, "But when I found that I knew not only that there was God, but that I was a child of God, when I understood that, when I comprehended that, more than that, when I internalized that, ingested that, I became courageous." So the courage is based on a faith in God, but also an understanding that we are children of God, as she says, that God is with us because We belong to Him. We express His nature. He loves us as a perfect father and mother does. With an almighty father-mother, we have nothing to fear and reason to trust, to have faith, even in the fire. We can look at these times in the fire as occasions to see what God can do. They're times to bear witness to God, not to despair or self-judgment. Do your best to stay with God and on your own side. Let that light and love keep you safe and lead you into a fresh new day, out of the fire and not hurt, just purified, more full of humble faith and ready to see what's next. Hope those ideas are helpful. Let me know if you have any questions or if you want to talk more. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.